All right. Oh, intro.
Yep, I'm ready.
I guess I start this one.
Yeah, you start this one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
the house party rages on.
Oh, Patrick, don't look over there.
Where?
No, not that way. And lower your voice.
Why? What's up?
I think that's an official with my HOA.
Oh, man, you're so busted.
And scene. All right. Okay, it's day three of the house party.
It is. Thanks, folks.
Still raging, and this place is getting really messy.
Yeah, it's getting a little raw in here. I haven't showered.
We noticed. Yeah.
All right,
you didn't have to come right out and say it.
Point that out.
Okay, we got beers in the fridge.
Yeah,
there's a bottle of rye over there. If anybody wants, it's kind of hidden behind the sandwich bags. If anybody wants the rye,
we're in.
Yeah. All right, I'll get to. While Patrick's talking there, I'll get. Over there, Tim, you're almost right there. There should be some rocks glasses somewhere in there.
Man, we're off.
Oh, here comes Katie. All right.
And we're off.
No, not shot.
No.
Rocks glasses. Okay. Yeah.
They'll work it
this
out.
Is not, yes. Yeah. Okay, well, the band wants some too, so if you can rustle up some more rocks glasses, that would be great. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Okay. All right, so where were we here? Oh, Potbelly sandwiches. We have those too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So our friends from Potbelly donated sandwiches and salads and cookies and all kinds of stuff for this podcast recording.
That was really nice.
First time anybody's done anything nice for us, and it's really
great.
A wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And you can hear the ice from the refrigerator. I like Potbelly. There's a Potbelly by my work for my day job.
Oh, that's cool.
About a block or two away, and I go there. I get a mushroom melt.
Yep.
And sometimes I get a soup.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you like?
And then
like a potato or a cream of
something like that.
Broccoli
is good.
Or something.
Some broccoli cheese.
Broccoli cheese.
Yeah. Which seems kind of like maybe kind of healthy, but really not at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. So that's how they get you.
Right.
So I eat all that, and then I go back to work, and I fall into a food coma, and they get nothing out of me the rest of the day.
That's right.
So nice. Thank you, Potbelly.
Thank you, Potbelly.
All right, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. We are really rockin' the suburbs.
Yeah,
you can hear
right
the ice
now.
In the background, the ice maker.
The blender's going. Day three.
I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
This thing is really getting out of hand. We have our new friends here from Bel Adair.
Thanks, guys.
Band from Alabama. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Alabama.
Let's introduce everybody here because we've got to do that real quick. Yep. So the members of Bel Adair are singer Matt Green, guitarist and also vocalist, right, Adam Morrow.
Hello.
Bassist Hayden Crawford.
Hello.
And drummer Reed Watson.
Hello.
And
what are y'all doing? What is that?
Hello.
So I noticed last night when I went to see you guys play that you also have a keyboardist, right? So what's his deal? Where's he?
So that is Ben Tanner. We borrow him sometimes. He is...
So you put him back in the case?
Right. He's in the van.
He's freeze-dried.
Right. He is kind of... In the single lock label world, he's the engineer producer kind of guy. So he stays super busy with that. He's also the touring keyboardist for the Alabama Shakes. So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
That has taken up a lot of his time.
He had to go to the Grammys this weekend.
Yeah.
Is that right? Wow.
Ben's got a rough life going.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Okay, so first of all, I've seen Alabama Shakes. They're awesome. But really, Grammys over this?
Yeah, it's kind of...
I laughed at him.
Yeah, it's kind of foolish.
Do any of you guys play piano?
Ish.
We have a 100-year-old piano in the other room here, if you guys want to check it out.
I wandered past. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So it probably is kind of out of tune. It's been tuned since 100 years. Within 100 years, but it's been a little while.
It's
so.
Tuned in the 40s. Yeah.
All right, here comes the rye.
Yeah.
So this is where we get the really good answers.
Yeah. Let's go.
But anyway, if anybody would like to play the piano later, that would be lovely. Doesn't get played enough.
Lovely.
My kids would put the kids in piano lessons and didn't take.
Yeah.
All right. So I already said Rockin' the Suburbs, Jim Lenahan, Patrick Foster, listen every day. Something about a trivia question, right?
Oh, that's right. Trivia question time.
So every day we've been
Bud's on the comeback trail.
We've been rewarding the guests with some Bel Air merch, and the way they get the merch is they answer a trivia question. And who would like to play after the embarrassing failures of the last 2 days? Who would like to
Somebody's
play today?
Get this right.
All right, Brett wants to.
All right, Brett. Come on up, man. Brett. Go for the 90s, man.
Brett motif, everyone.
All right, let me have an easy one.
All right, these
90s or 80s?
These questions are provided, I don't want to take credit for this, by something called Ridley's Games Room, and you have your choice of 80s pop music or 90s pop music.
80s all day long.
Everybody likes the 80s.
Yeah, 83, exactly.
All right, I am randomly selecting a card.
Give me 83.
I
don't know if I can do that. Can you get 83, 84?
All right, get ready to enjoy some merchandise.
I get the hardest one all week.
I randomly chose this.
Okay.
What did Starship build this city upon?
I'm pretty sure they built it on Rock and Roll, Jim. I can do another one just for kicks if you like.
But did they really?
They built it on rock and roll.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to get a t-shirt or a CD or a vinyl record album.
I'm going to do a t-shirt, Jim. I want to get out and let everybody know how great these guys are.
Yeah.
I'll listen to them online and we'll just keep it rocking.
All right. So they'll hook you up, right?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I would love that. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you,
Brett.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for Brett.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. And if you're looking for a home in the Northern Virginia area, call Brett Motif. He will help you out.
And if you need home insurance on that.
Yeah.
You're the Katie right. Linehan.
So now you're getting good at the sponsorship thing, right?
Yeah.
The little promos.
That's right.
Okay. Just realized I don't have my head. Okay. All right. So what are we doing on today's episode of Rockin' the Suburbs?
We are taking, we've actually solicited our audience in a sense to give us questions for Bel Air as they've gotten to know the band a little bit on day one, heard about some of their musical background. Now
That's
we have
right.
questions in your right hand.
I hold the questions in my hand. I have not even pre-screened these questions.
No.
We're just going to go cold with this thing,
is this
right?
Like a Karnak thing?
Now, should the people come up and ask the questions, or are we just going to read the questions?
I think we should read them.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the interest of time, right?
Yeah, that's
here,
yeah.
Take some of these.
Okay.
All right. I'll just open one up.
Okay.
We'll
we have
start
a lot,
this off.
Which is great.
Okay. Whoever would like to claim this question, just speak up if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The question is, there are interesting politics going on in Alabama in recent months. Has that had any impact on your music or mission?
You want to weigh in? You write the songs.
We certainly were happy when Doug Jones won. That's for sure.
Yeah,
no doubt.
It's pretty rare that Alabama gets to be the center of anything except a sea of red on election night. So it was pretty fun to actually participate in a national discussion. And certainly, I'll let Matt answer how he may have changed songwriting process. But you do feel compelled to say something or reflect the environment in a certain way. Matt, what do you think?
Well, I don't know about songwriting, but we did take some time today to tour DC, and we decided we would go down and sit out in front of the White House and record a little video of myself and Adam playing Love and Mercy, the Brian Wilson song.
Oh, nice.
Which we cover from time to time as a band. And that's a song that we've been covering, I would say, pretty much since last year's election.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a reason. So I don't necessarily know if it's reflected in our songwriting at all, but it's definitely at the forefront of all of our minds. And we try to, you know, approach it somehow as a band. And I think playing that particular song has been the way that we've gone about it. So
that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's very
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who asked this question?
Very nice.
Lily.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you,
okay.
Lily.
All right. Thank you.
Go ahead. Here's one that's less of a political hot potato. Are you guys fans of the band Teenage Fan Club?
Yes. Oh.
Again, Matt.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Unabashedly. Yeah. Not much else to say. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a good one. They said yes.
Yes.
Who asked that question?
I did. Brett.
Okay. And Brett? Could you hear that in their music? Is that why you thought that? Yeah.
Hell of a compliment. Yeah. That's great.
All right. That makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
Very much so. Okay. The next question. In the future, we should have people write their names on the question. Yeah. So that, live and learn. All right. There are actually four questions on here. Okay. So let me just see what we got. Okay, let's go with question number two. Do you have any, quote, other jobs than Bel Adair?
I run a record label.
Yeah, we heard that yesterday.
Heard a little bit about that.
I guess Adam and I spent the last year co-managing a music venue that is operated by Single Lock Records, 116 Mobile. I'm no longer involved there, but Adam still runs it. So we all do a lot of different things to kind of bridge the gap between when we're not on the road.
Yeah, and we're also, like we talked about on day one, three of us play in John Paul White's band, which turns into a bit of a full-time job at times. So,
yeah. No job.
Lucky you.
There's the pure artist, ladies and gentlemen.
He's with us on all that.
He spent all that time writing wordless choruses.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe Reed, you might want to take a first stab at this one. What do you think of Spotify, Apple Music, etc. as a band trying to get your music out there and make a living?
Okay, I could talk about this for hours, I'm gonna do it really quick.
Okay,
I think Spotify is great. We see a benefit for it as a band and as a label. If you believe in your music, would you not rather have somebody have the ability to listen to your stuff over and over and over again for an extended period of time and get paid for each one of those plays? Or you just want to give up a $8 CD? And if you're with an independent label or you're smart about your deals, you get better payout from Spotify than a lot of the big dogs that complain about it all the time. Right. So, and finally, and I think y'all would probably agree, the more you use Spotify, typically the more you buy records.
Yeah,
that's right. I've certainly bought more music. I think it's the finest avenue for music exploration that I've seen in a long time. I can go in and discover tons of new things all the time, and I know we use it all the time when we're in the van just riding around. I love it. I think it's great, and it's been huge for Single Lock. So go streaming. Let's do it.
Yeah, well said.
Anybody else? All right.
I totally agree. Yeah, especially as far as the exploration and discovery angle go.
You know what else you can hear on Spotify?
You can hear Rock in the Suburbs.
Yeah.
And that is not...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. People should not discount that. That's hard to do. To get a podcast on Spotify is not necessarily the easiest thing in the world. They are very selective.
We're pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you...
No, oh, wait, go
that
ahead.
Was yours? Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to know who wrote this one. This is interesting. Okay. So the question starts... it says that Jim, that would be me... heard West Coast music in the first Bel Adair single that we played earlier in the week. And then this person says, I heard a little Galaxy 500. Who wrote that?
Me.
Who's me? Oh, Bud. Oh, Bud Burns. Thank you. All right. And then he asks, what other influences do you guys have? Well, let's start with the Galaxy 500 thing. Does that make sense?
Interesting.
Totally. Galaxy 500 on through Luna, his whole tree of work. For sure. And I know Matt will want to weigh in.
Yeah, I love his solo records as well. Dean Warham records are great. And his book, Black Postcards. Fantastic book. Yeah. If you haven't read it.
Dean Warham, folks. Yeah, he's amazing.
Okay. Other influences that we haven't already talked about?
I think in that vein.
Katy Perry?
Yeah. Kind of in the Galaxy 500 world, maybe a little removed, like the clientele.
Oh, interesting.
Bands like that. Yeah. Kind of the British influence that was talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you have anything?
Yeah. I mean, I think like one of the things we talked about earlier was how we mixed the record at the Loft and we worked with Tom. And one of the reasons we wanted to work with him were the records that he made with Wilco and also other artists that have worked in that studio, like Mavis Staples, Joan Shelley, her newest record, I think, is just beautiful and fantastic. So, yeah, it it wasn't, it's not always only about like bands that influence you too, but it's about guys who are, or girls who are engineering and making records. And for us, it was, you know, Tom, I think he just made, in terms of just recording a band or an artist in a room, he just has a magical touch. So that was like a huge influence going into making Tuscumbia.
So let me ask you this, Matt, because this, I'm going to steal a question that, I've heard Patrick ask other artists we've had on to interview before. As a songwriter, what influences you outside of music?
A couple things. Like my wife she's a painter. She's in grad school right now. So I'm around a lot of visual art just because we mostly live in Philadelphia now. Because she's in school and I spend a lot of time with her going to galleries and things like that. So, you know, I don't know, I can't explain exactly how that right. influences me, but I know it does. And also, and Adam can probably speak to this some as well. We're both, runners. We run a lot, you know, trail running or just pounding the pavement in the neighborhood or whatever. Like we took a long run today, like around the mall.
Wow.
When we got up this morning, after probably a couple too many beers last night. But we still got up and did it. So, you know, just for me, that's a space to clear my head and think about the work that I'm doing in terms of writing songs and think about lyrics or melodies or, you know, even listen to demos as I'm doing it.
Okay.
And try to get focus on that.
I go running in the mornings on the National Mall, and it is a fantastic place to run.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Absolutely.
So, but you don't listen. So you mentioned listening to demos, but do you listen to music in general as you're running, or do you like to have sort of the quiet?
Actually, I usually listen to podcasts most of the time. Okay. Yeah, more podcast guy.
I could recommend one.
Yeah.
Yeah. 99% Invisible. It's really good.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's very good. What, if any, guys, is the influence on your band from Uncle Lou and the Velvet Underground?
I think I guess it was Brian, you know, had the quote, not that many people bought the record, but everybody who did started a band. I've gotten into a debate with John Paul about the Velvet Underground and the whole, you know, you play this kind of art rock thing and turn your back to the crowd and don't really care. And he comes from a more country tradition. I mean, he was a songwriter in Nashville forever, and there's no one way is not better than the other, but, you know, thinking about a more artistic and even confrontational approach maybe with music. Not that you can really, I mean, Belladair is not a confrontational listen, I think, when you put the record on at all, but in terms of how you go into it, I think that was definitely an influential thing for all four of us.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think Lou Reed is just a fantastic pop songwriter too.
Totally.
The other side of his coin, I mean, he could do both things, you know, I mean, he could do the noisy art rock thing or whatever, but he could also write, you know, Femme Fatale. So it's right. like, I mean,
Sally Can't Dance.
Hard right. to beat that.
So know? Just if they weren't great pop songs, they wouldn't have lasted in public consciousness like that.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point. Yeah.
How many more questions do you have over
I
there?
I just have one more.
All right. So do I.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Go ahead.
All right. This is from Phil. And that last one, thank you, Justin, for that. What is your favorite Beach Boys song? We already had a little hint, right, with Love and Mercy, but there must be something else. What about you, Reed? Let's go around.
This
here
is really, look at Reed, man. He's like,
not an easy one.
He's pained on this, yeah.
Surf's Up is my favorite Beach Boys song.
Oh, really?
And it's I love the, I don't remember who the host of it was, but it was on a television program, and they had Brian Wilson at the piano, and it was kind of like a, this is counterculture in the United States. Let's take a look at them. And they kind of peek behind the curtain, and Brian is sitting there playing it by himself on the piano.
Wow.
You can get it on YouTube, and it's gorgeous. It's amazing.
It really
that,
is.
That somebody can create that out of thin air and just have all those parts in their head and do all of that. So, yeah, that's probably my favorite Beach Boys song.
Surf's Up on a Tidal Wave.
Yeah, I love that stuff. But then I really like their... You know, like I Get Around's great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like it's hard to. I like all that stuff.
It's hard to pick one.
What about y'all? Don't I don't want to hog this.
I know there's an answer. It's a clear favorite for me. When the moment when the bass harmonica hits in that song is a defining moment in my musical life, because I had no idea what it was when I first heard it. It's the first thing that stumped me totally as a musician.
That's cool.
Very cool.
I think as kind of easy an answer as this is, God Only Knows is definitely mine. I remember watching The Wonder Years as a kid, and it features prominently in it, and just being totally enthralled with what was happening.
Just good vibrations. I mean, just it's a brilliant track.
It's pretty decent, right?
Yeah.
Pretty brilliant.
Pretty solid.
Thank you, Phil.
All right. I want to know who this Joker is.
Okay.
This is the last question, right?
Yeah, I think this is it.
All right. The question is, would you have eaten the brown acid?
Yes. Yes.
The answer is yes. Right. And I gave Hayden mine, so yeah.
So did I.
Wait, what?
Yeah, four hits, yeah.
What has been 4 days,
on top of the radio. He was the guy on top of the speaker tower. Yeah.
All right. Whose question was that? Nicely done.
Very well.
All right. So this was day three of the house party. Day four, they're going to play some music for us around in the family room here, around
really
the fire.
Looking forward to that.
Right?
Yep.
I know.
It's going
to
be great.
We're all very tired, so we're ready. We need a little pick-me-up, right? We need the band to play. So
it's going
to
be great.
Thanks for answering those
thank you, guys.
Questions from our friends. Thanks, Belladere. And, of course, most folks will recommend that you listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Every day. Maybe on a run.
Right.
Maybe in the van, the tour van.
That's right.
Wherever you may be.
Wherever you
can
may
find
be.
Us on, as we mentioned, Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Play and all those places, right? All the big, big podcast places you can find the show. And also, please correspond with us. Let us know.
Yep.
You know, if you have any questions for the band, we'll relay them on after they're gone. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call the Suburban Party line. Should we? I don't have it up. Should we play the jingle? Should I try to play the jingle?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
My jingle's great.
Explain some other things about the show while I find
the jingle. Yeah, I call the Suburban Party line and tell us if you would take the brown acid, I guess is probably the obvious question. So. You don't have to leave your name. You can just say yes or no and hang up. We'll piece it together.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly. And where's the best place to find information about Belladere?
Good question.
Is there a website?
I thought he was about to ask where the best place to find the brown acid was. I was like, I don't know.
Inside of my body.
You can find more information about us at belladaremusic.com.
Belladaremusic.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And they are on Spotify, so you can stream it there as well.
Keep talking.
Okay. And where will you guys be appearing? So you got a few more weeks of shows, right? And then you're going to, is there any plans to promote the record later in 2018? Or what's the deal with that?
We'll be all over the country this year and then in Europe August and September.
All right. Fantastic. So it's going to be a lot from Belladere.
All right. I found the jingle.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Yep. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
All right. This is the jingle for the Suburban Party line that people can call. And after we hear the jingle, Patrick will critique it.
That's right.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party line.
So that's the jingle. Now, what would you guys say would improve that jingle?
Absolutely nothing.
I think that's really good as it stands.
Okay.
I like it.
The only thing for me is it would be nice if the phone number was in the jingle.
Well,
it's a jingle for a phone number that doesn't include the phone number. That's all.
It's still a comforting idea.
That's my only critique. Yeah.
Just call the operator.
Yeah. Patch you in. I'm going to the party line.
Or you can do as Bud does.
Yes.
Just stick your head out the window and yell.
That's right. Somebody will hear you. Right. Come to your aid.
That's right.
All right.
So where are we with this? Okay. So this
to
is
the end of the road.
Yeah. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'd like to thank Belladere again, and we want to hear them play. So they're going to crash at the place again, at the Suburban home again tonight. And then tomorrow they're going to play a couple of songs here in the Suburban family room, right?
It'll be great.
Okay. And as we leave you, we're going to hear another song from their new album, Tuscumbia.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Phantom Beach.
All right. That's good. Here is Phantom Beach. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Wanna hide my face in the sunlight? Ride the waves and rope the tide. If I washed up on the shore tonight, would you take it all in stride? A phantom on the beach. Payphones lit up like a miracle, but you're so far out of reach. And I'm trying.
All right, here comes the rye. So this is where we get the really good answers. You know?